Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
Our pre-opening commodity market report is coming up in just a moment. It's 73 degrees on Friends Plaza at 850.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Well, tomorrow morning, our pre-opening and actually all of our agricultural reports during the day will be coming to you live from the Farm Progress Show in Amana, Iowa. Right now, though, Jay Pierce is here with our pre-opening summary. Hi, Jay.
Well, hi, Dan, and thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. Yes, Dave Dickey out in Iowa getting things set up today for that Farm Progress Show. Meanwhile, we take a look at cash hog prices across the Midwest that are expected to be mostly steady to lower, based on ideas that last week's trend toward declining prices could continue this week. The terminal markets are called steady to mostly a dollar lower, with tops ranging from $47.50 to $51.50 on a live basis, Peoria 50 lower, with a top of $47.50. Well, in the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, voluntarily reported negotiated swine purchases were 11,639. The base price range was $63 to $78, weighted average $72.52. That was a gain of a penny from Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $52 to $58.18. The weighted average was $55.39. Western Corn Belt, the negotiated purchases, 11,555, base market hog, $62.50 to $76.97 in range, weighted average $73.32, loss of $1.16 from Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $51.53 to $60.17, the weighted average was $55.98. Well, in a moment, we'll take a look at the overnight trade and then talk things over with Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities in Champaign. But first, it's time to get a peek at the growing area weather. And joining us now is meteorologist Jay Searles. Morning, Jay.
Good morning, Jay. And it looks like we had quite a bit of rain across the area this morning and continuing to come down, especially in parts of northern Indiana and parts of Iowa as well. Matter of fact, right on top of the Farm Progress Show, just had a call from some of our folks there, and they said it's raining pretty hard. It looks like that'll be tapering off through the morning hours here and into the afternoon as well as that starts to dry out. And looks like the rest of the week, things in the central part of the Corn Belt and in the eastern sections as well, mainly across Illinois and Indiana, will be much drier. And actually, we could start to use some dry air as we're getting into the end of our growing season. Rain fell Friday through Sunday for most of southeastern Nebraska and Kansas to Michigan to Ohio. And coverage was around 75% of the nation's key crop areas, with northwestern areas the driest, actually receiving 1 to 3 inches that occurred from eastern Kansas into central Illinois. Rainfall of 3 to 6 inches occurred in a small portion of northeastern Kansas and central Missouri. The areas were once considered the driest in the Corn Belt country. Rainfall from 1 to 3 inches also occurred in portions of Indiana and southwestern Ohio, while amounts of a few hundredths of an inch to 3/4 inch occurred in most other areas. Rain will wind down, it looks like, across the western Corn Belt today and in the eastern sections of Tuesday. The next frontal system to move into the plains will experience a slowdown in its eastward progression late this week and during the weekend due to pressure presence of tropical storm or tropical cyclone at this point, Ernesto, in the southern states. The slowing of this frontal boundary raises the potential for some locally heavy rainfall. The frontal boundary will accelerate across the eastern Midwest once Ernesto clears the east and into the at least dissipates. And there's still some question of where Ernesto is going to go. Some of the model indications want to take it up along the east coast, well out off over the Atlantic. Eastern Midwest rainfall is not likely to be very great during the latter half of this week, so some drying is expected, and the weekend because of Ernesto robbing moisture from the region. Crop conditions across the Midwest should be mostly favorable. There is need for drier weather from Kansas to Ohio and Michigan after the weekend rain event and the showers that linger into Tuesday. As far as the Delta region goes, down to the south, Tropical Cyclone Ernesto will be the main focus of what's going to go on down there. And once again, some of the indications are that it may just stay out over the Atlantic and not impact Florida at all. We'll have to keep an eye on that as it moves into the Florida Straits. It may strengthen once again to a hurricane. But there is a hurricane watch up for parts of Florida and southern Florida. Georgia and a large part of eastern Carolinas and possibly southern Virginia late this week. During the weekend, rainfall will range from 1 to 6 inches, depending on exactly what happens with Ernesto. Crop areas in western Georgia and Alabama and western Florida Panhandle will have around a half inch to an inch and a half, it looks like, of rainfall for that area. Crop damage is not likely to be very extensive in the southeastern states as long as Ernesto moves through the heart of Florida, or further east, actually, and reaching coarse grain, oilseed, and cotton country. The risk of flooding is high in the Carolinas, and close watch on that exact path of the storm will require to determine the damage potentials from Ernesto as it moves up along the east coast. But otherwise, quite a bit of shower and thunderstorm activity expected to continue down to the south in the Delta and the southeast. That's a look at the growing areas forecast, and let's go back to Jay Pierce and find out what's going on there.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bastifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Well, in the overnight trade at Kansas City, September wheat opened at 4.59 and a quarter unchanged on the open, up 4 3/4 in the last trade. December at 4.73 unchanged on the open and up 5 in the last trade. September wheat on the Board of Trade, 3.79 on the open, that was up a half and up 6.5 in the last trade. December up 1 1/4 on the open at 3.99.5, up 6 3/4 in the last trade. And the March contract at 4.18 opened a half higher and 5 higher on the last trade. September corn at 2.25 unchanged on the open, last traded up 2 1/4. December at 2.41 down 3/4 on the open, up 1 3/4 in the last trade. March at 2.55 3/4 down 1 1/4 on the open, up 1.5 on the last trade. And December 07, 2.92 1/2, down 1 1/4 on the open and up 1 on the last trade. September soybeans at 5.41 1/2, that was down 1.5 on the open, down 1 in the last trade. November 5.55 down 2 on the open, down 1 3/4 in the last trade. January 07 at 5.68 1/2, down 1 1/4 on the open, down 1 3/4 in the last trade. March 07 at 5.79 down 1 1/4 on the open, down 1.5 on the last trade. September meal, 159.50, that was unchanged on the open, down 30 on the last trade. In October, down 10 on the open at 160, also down 10 on the last trade. September oil, 24.92, down 3 on the open, down 15 on the last trade. In October, 25.13, down 7 on the open, 5 on the last trade. And joining us now on the phone is Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities in Champaign, who's sitting in this morning for Brian Maple. And Clayton, thanks for sitting in. And what do you think of those numbers?
You bet. Well, I think a lot of last night's action was spurred on by the Pro Farmer John Deere report findings that came out after the close on Friday. Those were thought to be a little friendly corn and a little bearish beans. And then I think some of the rain that fell over the weekend is probably a little bit negative beans, too, and the thought is it's really not doing much for corn at this point because the maturity has moved on so fast that further fill at this point is going to be pretty negligible, I think, no matter what kind of rain we get.
The wheat markets looked pretty strong, though, and I guess those things are amazing.
Yeah. In all honesty, I'm surprised at the degree of strength we're getting here in these wheat markets, particularly the Chicago and the soft red winter wheat. My opinion, the carryover situation is just not tight, but the Chicago contract is used a little bit as a proxy for wheat in general, and there's no question the hard wheat and the spring wheat contracts, which are traded in KC and Minneapolis, they do have a much more bullish fundamental setup. But I think funds were kind of caught a little short there, but at this point have turned it around and are now appear to be increasing their longs at this point. But the world situation, no doubt, is extremely tight, even though we do seem to have adequate supplies here in the U.S. in the soft, like I said. But the rural situation is tight, and as such, any weather problem anywhere is going to have sort of magnified importance, and it is very hot and dry in Australia right now.
Mm-hmm. And I guess Argentina's a little bit dry right now.
Yeah, that's right as well. So I think all those hot points are kind of looked at more closely than normal right now.
Okay, so what about the opens this morning?
Well, I think probably just looking at where we went off at 6 this morning is the best guide. Nothing really has happened too much since then and now, but so I'd say corn up 1 or 2, beans probably down 1 to 2, and wheat up something like a nickel.
Mm-hmm. Anything in livestock to talk about?
Yeah, the hog market kind of started to fall apart last week, and I think we're going to get a little follow-through weakness there, probably about down 25 to 30 cents or something like that in nearbys. It's an interesting situation because the nearby contract is already so far below the cash index, but a cash index can get you in trouble, it seems like, if you look at that for too much direction. But more than anything, a little downside momentum from last week, I think. Cattle just kind of sounds steady mixed, really.
Clayton, thanks a lot.
Okay, you bet.
Talk to you later. Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities in Champaign joining us this morning on the pre-open market report, sitting in for Brian Maple. And Clayton will be in the noon hour, too, for Sue Martin. Cloudy with areas of fog this morning across the two states, says meteorologist Jay Searles. Showers and thunderstorms will be scattered across most of Illinois and widespread over Indiana through the morning. Highs from the lower 80s and southern portions of both states to the mid and upper 70s for north. WILL Urbana.